The Mishnah on the first day of Pesach, we read the parasha of Shari Kesef. On Shuas, we read Shiva Shavuot. On Hashanah, we read Bachodesh Hashvi. On Yom Kippur, we read the parasha from Parsha Zacharemos. On the first day of Sukkot, we read Shari Kesef. On the remaining days of Sukkot, we read about the Kabbalahs of Sukkot. On Chanukah, we read the parasha of Nasiim. On Purim, we read the parasha of Yovei Amalek. On Rosh Chodesh, we read the Rosh Chachem. On Maamodit, we read the story of creation. On fast days, we read the parasha of Brachas and Klolos, but we don't stop in the middle of the Klolos. Rather, one person reads that entire portion. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. On Mondays, Thursdays, and Shabbos and Mincha, we read from the regular parasha of that week, and these readings do not count toward the reading that must be done on Shabbos. As the Mishnah says, we learn that we must read about each Yom Tif on that Yom Tif based on the pasuk of Vayidaber Moshe es Mayadei Hashem b'nei Yisrael. Gemara brings a braisa that says on Pesach we read Shari Kesef and read the Haftarah of Korban Pesach in Gilgal. The Gemara says that today we have 2 days of Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz. On the second day we read the Haftarah of the Korban Pesach in the times of Yeshayahu. The braisa says the remaining days of Pesach we read from the various places that discuss Pesach. Papa said these places are Mishchu, Im Kesef Talve, Psolucha, Vayedaber of Bamidbar, and Baloischa, and Parshas Baloischa. The seventh day of Pesach, we read Vayehi B'Shalach, and the Haftarah of Vayedaber Dovid. On the eighth day, we read Kol HaBachar, and the Haftarah of Oid HaYoyim. Abaye said the order of the readings is Mishchu, Shari Kesef, Kadesh Li, Im Kesef, Psolucha, Bimidbar Sinai, B'Shalach, and Kol HaBachar. That's for all the days of Pesach. On Shavuos we read Shiva Shavuos and Haftarah of Chabakuk. Others say we read Bachodesh Hashlishi and the Haftarah of the Merkava. Today we have 2 days of Yom Tov. We do both of these. We read like the others, the second sheet that we read on the first day, and we read like the first view on the second day. And Rosh Hashanah we read Bachodesh Hashvi and the Haftarah of Haben Yaakov Ephraim. Others say we read Vashem Pakad Asara and the Haftarah of Chana. Today we have 2 days of Yom Tov. We read like the view of the others on the first day, and the second day we actually read Vodakim Nisaz Avram and the Haftarah of Haben Yaakov. On Yom Kippur we read Achareimos and the Haftarah of Kikoyam Aram Benisa. By Mincha, we read the parasha of the Arayis, the forbidden relationships, and read the Haftarah of Yoyna. Rabbi Yochanan said, wherever we find the mention of Hashem's strength, we also find mention of his humility. We find examples in the Pesukim of the Torah, in the Pesukim of the Nevi'im, and the Pesukim of the Ksuvim. Bryce continues, the first day of Sukkot, we read Shari Kesef, and the Haftarah of Hine Yoyim Bo Lashem. Today, that we have 2 days of Yom Tov. On the second day, we repeat the Torah reading, and read the Haftarah of Vayikalu El HaMelech Shlomo. Mishnah said, "Shachar klimayis achag koyim mekabonis achag." So the Gemara says, "On Shmini Atzeres we read Kol HaBachar, but we begin with the portion of Aser Tiaser, and we read the Haftarah of Vayhi Kechalo Shloimei. On Simchas Torah we read Vizayis Habracha and the Haftarah of Vayamo Shloimei." Who the name of Rav said the Shabbos Chalamoid of Pesach and Sukkot. We both of them we read it from Parshas Re'eh. On Pesach the Haftarah is a story about the dry bones when they were found. On Sukkot the Haftarah is B'yoyim Bo Gog. Mishnah said, "B'Chanukah is B'Nesiim." On Shabbos Chanukah, Zok Nemar, the Haftarah is the portion that discusses the Neiris of Sefer Zechariah. If there are two Shabbos Chanukahs, the Haftarah is this other Haftarah is the Neiris of Shloimeh. B'Purim Bayovay Amolek B'Rosh Chodeshim V'Chulu. The Mishnah said, "When Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, we read the Haftarah of." When Rosh Chodesh falls on Sunday, the Haftarah of the preceding Shabbos, the day before, is Vayomer LeYohanes HaMacha Chodesh. Rav Huna said, when Rosh Chodesh Av falls on Shabbos, the Haftarah is Chodeshechem Moyadechem Sona Nafshi. Rav said, on Tisha B'Av, the Haftarah is Eicha Hoysa Lezoina. A Braisa brings Machlokes regarding the reading of Tisha B'Av itself. Others say it's the Imloi Sishma Uli. Rav Nosson Bar Yosef says it's Ad Ono Yenatsuni. Some say it's actually Ad Mosai Laedo Haro Azois. Abaya said, today the is to read Kisayil Bonim, and after is Asif Asifim. Mishnah said, "B'mamadus b'masav bereishis v'chulu." Why do we read about creation by mamadus? Rav Ami explained, because if not for the mamadus, meaning the karbonus, the world would not continue to exist. We learn from a conversation between Hashem and Avram Avinu. Avram says, "Hashem, how do I know that you'll give Eretz Yisrael to my children? Maybe they're going to do Averis and you'll destroy the world like you did to the Mabul or Darf Loga." Hashem told Avram, "Take animals," meaning the Brisman Absorim. Hashem was saying, "It's the karbonus that will bring a kapara for any Averis and will therefore not allow the world to be destroyed ever again." Avram, that's very good when the Beis Hamikdash is around. What about when the Beis Hamikdash is not around? There's no karbonus. Hashem said, "I've already established the parshas of kabbonis. When the Yidden read that before me, I will consider it as if they brought actual kabbonis, and they will be forgiven for their averus." The Mishnah said, "Betanias brachos uklolos v'chulu." In fact, how do we know that we should not make any stops while we're in the klolos? Rabbi Chiya Abba Gam, the name of Rashi, learns this out from a pasuk. Rosh Lakish says, "Because we don't want to say brachos over the curses. Therefore, Rashi teaches the aliyah should begin one pasuk before the curses begin and end one pasuk after they're done." Abaye said, "This is only true of the parsha of klolos and sefer vayikra. However, this doesn't apply to the klolos and sefer devarim. The reason for this is distinction is that the curses in Vayikra were written in the plural form and were said by Hashem through Moshe. The curses in the Devarim were stated by Moshe and were written in the singular. Rav Huna made this distinction as well in practice. Brisa said, Hashem Olazar said, Ezra instituted the curses of Sefer Vayikra that they should be read before Shuas, and the curses of the Devarim should be read before Rosh Hashanah. Abaye said this was done to so to say that the year should end along with the curses, and now the new year should start only with bracha. In fact, Mar Shuas is not the beginning of a new year. Mar said Shuas is the beginning of a new year. The commission says that Shuas is a new year for Peiros or Elam, for fruits of the tree. A Brisa said, Hashem Olazar said, if old men advise to destroy and young men advise to build, one should destroy because the destruction of old men is beneficial, the building of young men is detrimental. We see this concept by Rechavan, the son of Shlomo, who took the advice of the young men over that of the old men and ultimately lost the throne because of it. A Brisa says, Rameyah says, the place that we end the reading on Shabbos morning is where we begin by Mincha, where we leave off by Mincha is where we begin reading on Monday, where we leave off on Monday is where we begin reading on Thursday, where we leave off on Thursday is where we begin reading on Shabbos morning. Rita says, no. The Yehuda says, the place that we end on Shabbos morning is where we begin at Mincha, the same place where we begin on Monday, some place where we begin on Thursday, and the same place where we begin the following Shabbos. Of Zeir Paskin, the place where we end reading on Shabbos morning is where we begin Mincha, Monday, Thursday, and the following Shabbos. Why didn't you just say a Paskin like Yehuda? Because there were some versions that had the views of Rameh and Yehuda reversed.